I'm just going to start by explaining why I'm the cranky lady, so there's no confusion. I'm not in a bad mood. How many people here know what a cranky is? Okay. I'm definitely in Baltimore, because other towns you ask that, there's like one person who raises their hand. So if you don't know, a cranky is a scroll of artwork in a box, and you crank it. It's not cranky because I'm in a bad mood. You crank it, and it can be based on a story or a song. But I don't have my cranky tonight, so I'm kind of nervous about being up here. I love the stoop. I went to a lot of the first stoops because I'm friends with Caleb, who was singing about butter earlier. His band used to be like the official band of the stoop. And he knew I wanted to go, so he was like, well, if you work at the merch table, you can get in. And so I would come and listen to all the stories. I love listening to all the stories. I'm much more comfortable being in the chairs out there. So I've been thinking a lot about community and what I wanted to talk about. And one of the things that came up for me was my partner, Dan. He heard this from a Baltimore dancer once. They said, if you visit a friend in New York, they might have time for a cup of coffee with you. If you go to Philly, they'll have time for lunch or dinner. But if you come to Baltimore, they might spend the whole day with you. maybe the whole weekend. And I always think, like, that's so perfect. That's so Baltimore. Like, the communities are so kind of warm and welcoming and friendly. So I was also thinking about a particular night in community, a memory I have that was actually at Caleb's house on his birthday. Sorry, Caleb, I keep bringing you up. where we had decided to make a, or I decided everyone was going to make a shadow puppet show. Because I was really excited about shadow puppets. And it was really sweet. I actually heard this year when I was visiting my friend Christine, who actually had to move out of Baltimore. Wow, this is such a community story. Christine told me that Magnolia said that she remembered this one night. This one night where she walked into Caleb's living room and she met all of us for the first time. And we had hung a bed sheet up in the living room, like a white sheet. And some of us were behind the sheet moving these shadow puppet shows that we had just made. And some of us were like over to the side playing music. And Caleb was reading the story that we based it on. And she said to Christine, that was the night I knew I wanted to be part of that community. Seeing that, seeing that scene where, and my memory is like, just the joy of being there together and doing something creative together, and feeling a part of that joy. And there was a lot of laughing because we didn't really plan ahead, like the princess puppet was like this big and the prince was like half the size, you know, which works for me. I'm really tall. But that was a really sweet memory. And a nice outcome of that is that Nick, Caleb's bassist, and Magnolia are now married, and they met that night for the first time. Yeah. Another really amazing community gift, I guess, in my life is that about 11 years ago, our friends Ann and Brian, who I met actually through a yoga studio, but they have a band called Darsambra, invited me to another birthday party. And they introduced me to my life partner, Dan Van Allen, who's a Baltimore artist. And Dan and I have been doing everything together ever since. And I make crankies, as you know. So we've been traveling all around the U.S., making crankies and teaching cranky workshops. So that's another special community thing. Oh, I remember what I wanted to say after the, wait, rewind, after the Caleb's party story. I wanted to say 2 weeks after that party, our friends Jen and Andy, who had a band called Y-Oak at the time, they asked me to make a shadow puppet show music video for them. I mean, just because they... I mean, I'd never made one on my own, even. They were just like, Kathy really likes shadow puppets right now. Let's get her to make a whole show. So I did, and we had a lot of fun. It was such a, like, community effort, too. And then we got to perform it at the Metro Gallery. We just had so much fun with it. And it was totally impractical to perform. Like, I had made these giant, some of them, shadow puppets were like 2 feet tall and 3 feet wide. So we needed like 12 people to perform it, but my friends humored me and we performed it. It was a lot of fun. And then like that same time when I was making that, there's this weird convergence of things that happened. These two women named Anna and Elizabeth came to town. Yeah, and did a house show at Caleb's house. Same living room. It's a really good living room, you guys. And I saw them, and I was like, oh, that's great. Because, like I said, my shadow puppets were giant, and they were like had this little box with their cranky in it. And I was like, that's what I'm doing next. I don't need 12 people for that. And then Anna, we became fast friends. Anna moved to Baltimore, and she helped us start the Cranky Festival, the Baltimore Cranky Festival. And 2 weeks ago, we had our 12th annual Cranky Festival in this room. Yeah, it's been amazing. And, like, I feel like, I don't know if this seems disjointed, but I feel like all these things wouldn't have happened if it weren't for the incredible community we have. I feel like community is, I hope this doesn't seem too random, we're like mushrooms. And we, you know, mushrooms have these web-like roots that go under the ground and reach out and connect them with other mushrooms, but also plants and trees. And they send out nourishment, and they send out information, they send out warnings, and they stay connected. And as I think about that, I think about, you know, how we all have our communities, and it's really a hard time for a lot of people right now. And so just to remind us all to stay in touch with our communities and keep expanding our communities as much as we can and stay connected. And remember, this is Baltimore, so if you give people enough notice, they'll probably spend the whole day with you. Thank you.